Deep Leaf Audio presents Illuminatus, Part 1, The Eye in the Pyramid, by Robert Shea and Robert Anton Wilson, performed by Ken Campbell and Chris Fairbank, dedicated to Gregory Hill and Carrie Thornley.
Book 1, Verwirrung. The History of the World is the history of the warfare between secret societies. Ishmael Reed, Mumbo Jumbo. The first trip, or Keitha, from Dealey Plaza to Watergate. The purple sage opened his mouth and moved his tongue, and so spake to them, and he said, "The earth quakes and the heavens rattle. The beasts of nature flock together, and the nations of men flock apart. Volcanoes usher up heat, while elsewhere water becomes ice and melts. And then on other days, it just rains. Indeed, do many things come to pass." Lord Omar Khayyam Ravenhurst, KSC. The Book of Predications. The Honest Book of Truth. It was the year when they finally immanentized the eschaton. On April the 1st, the world's great powers came closer to nuclear war than ever before. All because of an obscure island named Fernando Poo. By the time international affairs returned to their normal Cold War level, some wits were calling it the most tasteless April Fool's joke in history. I happen to know all the details about what happened, but I have no idea how to recount them in a manner that will make sense to most readers. For instance, I'm not even sure who I am, and my embarrassment on that matter makes me wonder if you will believe anything I reveal. Worse yet, I am at the moment very conscious of a squirrel in Central Park, just off 68th Street in New York City, that is leaping from one tree to another. And I think that happens on the night of April the 23rd, or is it the morning of April the 24th? But fitting the squirrel together with Fernando Poo is, for the present, beyond my powers. I beg your tolerance. There is nothing I can do to make things any easier for any of us. And you will have to accept being addressed by a disembodied voice, just as I accept the compulsion to speak out, even though I am painfully aware that I am talking to an invisible, perhaps non-existent audience. Wise men have regarded the earth as a tragedy, a farce, even an illusionist trick. But all, if they are truly wise and not merely intellectual rapists, recognize that it is certainly some kind of stage in which we all play roles, most of us being very poorly coached and totally unrehearsed before the curtain rises. Is it too much if I ask tentatively that we agree to look upon it as a circus? A touring carnival wandering about the sun for a record season of 4 billion years and producing new monsters and miracles, hoaxes and bloody mishaps, wonders and blunders, but never quite entertaining the customers well enough to prevent them from leaving one by one and returning to their homes for a long and bored winter's sleep under the dust. Then say, for a while at least, that I have found an identity as ringmaster. But that crown sits uneasily on my head, if I have a head. And I must warn you that the troop is small for a universe this size, and many of us have to double or triple our stints. So you can expect me back in many other guises. Indeed, do many things come to pass. For instance, right now, I am not at all whimsical or humorous. I am angry. I am in Nairobi, Kenya, and my name is, if you will pardon me, Nkrumah Thuba. My skin is black. Does that disturb you? It doesn't me. And I am, like most of you, midway between tribalism and technology. To be more blunt, as a Kikuyu shaman moderately adjusted to city life, I still believe in witchcraft. I haven't yet the folly to deny the evidence of my own senses. It is April the 3rd, and Fernando Pooh has ruined my sleep for several nights running. So I hope you will forgive me when I admit that my business at the moment is far from edifying, and is nothing less than constructing dolls of the rulers of America, Russia, and China. You guessed it. I'm going to stick pins in their heads every day for a month. If they won't let me sleep, I won't let them sleep. That is justice, in a sense. In fact, the President of the United States had several severe migraines during the following weeks. But the atheistic rulers of Moscow and Peking were less susceptible to magic. They never reported a twinge. But wait, here is another performer in our circus. And one of the most intelligent and decent in the lot. His name is unpronounceable, but you can call him Howard. And he happens to have been born a dolphin. He's swimming through the ruins of Atlantis, and it's April the 10th already. Time is moving. I'm not sure what Howard sees, but it bothers him, and he decides to tell Hagbard Chalene all about it. Not that I know at this point who Hagbard Chalene is. Never mind. Watch the waves roll and be glad there isn't much pollution out here yet. Look at the way the golden sun lights each wave with a glint that curiously sparkles into a silver sheen. And watch the waves as they roll, so that it is easy to cross 5 hours of time in 1 second and find ourselves amid trees and earth, with even a few falling leaves for a touch of poetry before the horror. Where are we? 5 hours away, I told you, 5 hours due west to be precise. So at the same instant that Howard turns a somersault in Atlantis, Sarsaparilla Godzilla, a tourist from Simcoe, Ontario, she had the misfortune to be born a human being, turns a neat nosedive right here and lands unconscious on the ground. This is the outdoor extension of the Museum of Anthropology in Chapultepec Park, Mexico, DF. And the other tourists are rather upset about the poor lady's collapse. She later said it was the heat. Much less sophisticated in important matters than Nkrumah Fubar, she didn't care to tell anybody, or even to remind herself, what had really knocked her over. Back in Simcoe, the folks always said, Harry Godzilla got a sensible woman when he married Sarsaparilla. And it is sensible in Canada or the United States to hide certain truths. No, at this point I'd better not call them truths. Let it stand that she either saw, or imagined she saw, a certain sinister kind of tight grin or grimace cross the face of the gigantic statue of Tlaloc, the rain god. Nobody from Simcoe had ever seen anything like that before. Indeed, do many things come to pass. And if you think the poor lady was an unusual case, you should examine the records of psychiatrists, both institutional and private, for the rest of the month. Reports of unusual anxieties and religious manias among schizophrenics in mental hospitals skyrocketed, and ordinary men and women walked in off the street to complain about eyes watching them, hooded beings passing through locked rooms, crowned figures giving unintelligible commands, voices that claim to be God or the devil. A real witch's brew, for sure. But the same verdict was to attribute all this to the aftermath of the Fernando Pooh tragedy.